Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Amy with IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. And today we're going to talk about saving. It's been a few weeks since I had a podcast. I needed some time. You know, the world was doing some things. We had an election come through, and I think we needed some time, and so I took it. I took some time, and I'm back, and I want to talk about saving money. Okay, so why do I want to talk about saving? In case you're new to my program, I'm an intuitive and a coach. I help people create the life of their dreams. I talk about love and finding lasting loving partnership or the right type of partnership for you. I talk about money. I talk about success. I talk about going for it. I talk a lot about the law of attraction and manifesting and spirituality and intuition. And so this show is talking about saving. I'm going to talk about saving. Why? I am very certain that in the recording of this show, I live in the U.S. I live in California. I'm in a blue state. I live in the Bay Area. When the pandemic hit, we shut down first. So, you know, now we are, you know, 8-9 months into this thing. And I do sense that another shutdown is coming. I think it'll be handled better all the way around. And I think one of the ways people can navigate that experience with greater ease and comfort is if you do have some savings. Even if there is a stimulus that comes through, I think now, even if you just have a little bit of money stocked away, it's going to increase your confidence so much that money is just going to be drawn to you like a magnet. And this I know to be true. I've tried it both ways, and I'm telling you, this route works. So I am not going to tell you what all the gurus tell you, do it this way and do it that way. No, I'm just going to straight up tell you from a spiritual perspective, from my own human experience, as well as a vibrational perspective. So you can't do it wrong when it comes to savings. And just show up for yourself and do your best. Like, if it's $5, put $5 away. If it's putting it in a jar, put it in a jar. If it's putting it, opening in a separate savings account, do that. Do what feels right to you, but please, if you can hear my voice right now, if you don't already have some type of savings, in addition to maybe your retirement plan that you have with your job, have some additional savings. Because what I have discovered, and it makes total sense, and there's probably some spiritual teacher out there who's already said this, savings attracts even more money. It just does. Like, when I save, more money shows up, and more money shows up, and more money shows up. So I know I had a perspective on savings, and I've been reading financial books since I was a kid, and they're always talking about saving money. And I always thought, like, oh, once I get here, then I'll save, or, oh, that means I can't go and do things, or, now we're not doing much of anything. But I still have things I really enjoy. I love food delivery. I read a lot of books. I take courses. That's really, one that I spend on is I take courses, or I work with a coach, or I work with a practitioner because it helps me, right? And it increases my quality of life. And so I could look at that and say, oh, I can't do that because I have to save money. No, I don't want you to take that perspective, because it just doesn't fucking work. Just put some amount of money away. And to be successful with savings, you got to let go of all the guilt of how you didn't do it in the past, or you did do it, or you're doing it this way, or you feel like you should be putting more away. Just let go of all of those matrix, because you're going to be intuitively drawn to what is right for you, but you can't hear your intuition if you're mired in guilt and shame. So you got to let that go completely. No guilt and shame around saving or not saving, or what you didn't do, or money in general. Just let it go. Because I tell you, I spend freely. And I love now having savings, right? And I feel like I spend more freely than I ever did in the past. I spent with a lot of restriction or shame or guilt or anxiety. And now if it's something I want, I just fucking do it. And I think I attribute that to putting money away, right? So start with visualizing saving money. Just do a visualization of saving. Visualize yourself putting money away, seeing that balance or that number or that jar increase. Imagine the money piling up and feel all the feelings of saving money. Feel good about it. Feel happy about it. Feel joy about it. Feel the freedom. And just trust yourself. This is the thing. Just trust yourself. I know there are so many teachers out there, and I bet, you know, a lot of women listening to this program read all the gurus and have watched the Susie Orman episode when they were airing, or a PBS Susie Orman, or reads financial blogs. And some of you probably do save already. But for those of you that, particularly those of you who, you're probably rocking it out in a different area of your life financially. Maybe you're a high earner. Maybe you're really great at finding deals. Maybe money just shows up for you. Even if you're, you know, I don't sense I have a lot of women like this that are, that their husband is the breadwinner, but let's just say that is your scenario. You can still find a way to save money and just put it away, because it builds your confidence and trust your intuition on it. You stumbled upon this podcast because it was meant for you. So there is a message in this, but there's no right or wrong way to do it. I can't stress that enough. Just do what feels right to you. And here's the thing. Everybody can tell you how to do it. I could tell you how I do it. I can tell you how my mom does it. I can tell you how my dearest friend does it. But that may not work for you. Listen to people. Listen to the wisdom. Listen to other people's practices. But ultimately, trust your intuition to guide you to the best way of saving, how much to save and what way to save and the frequency of that saving, but make it consistent. I mean, really, make it consistent and be proud of it. Like, really be proud of it. Because I think that is what's going to keep you doing it. It's just, I mean, I know the women listening to this program want to be awesome humans. Well, just convince yourself that it's awesome to have savings. Now, with that, though, say you didn't save, right? Like, I had a really good October, and money came in really quickly on top of each other, and I was working on some other things, too, and I didn't do my typical system of saving. And I forgave myself. There were, like, some payments that came in that I wind up not saving out of. And I was like, you know, I forgive myself. And the money comes back. Like, you know, it showed up in different ways, right? And so don't be down on yourself in any way, shape, or form. Let go of all the guilt and shame. And pick something that you can stick with, right? You know, and if you're – I had a client once who was like, yeah, you know, she listened to the guru, she opened an online savings, she was transferring money there, and then she found herself constantly transferring it back. And it was like month after month it would automatically go out of her paycheck into that account, and then she would log into that account and transfer it back into her account. And she was feeling a lot of guilt and shame about that. And I'm like, well, it's probably not the right amount. Right? Or maybe that method of savings isn't the best for you. You know, I've tried the online bank where it's separate from my primary checking account. And that just doesn't, I like seeing it. When I log in to check my checking account, I love seeing what my savings balance is. So that worked for me, and it was really easy, and I could set up that account online. And I like my bank. I have a lot of respect for my bank. And so do what feels good, because that's what's going to keep you in the game. The notion of just being responsible or doing what people expect you to do or what you're told to do, it's not a strong enough vibration to keep you in the game. And if your vibration's not strong enough, A, you're not going to continue to do it, right? Just by the nature of it. I don't wear a mask because I have to. I wear a mask because it feels right in the core of my being, right? And I think if you tune in to saving money and intuitively, you're going to find your own path to feeling good, right? Saving is designed to make you feel good. I think it just sucks that the patriarchy gets all up in it and starts telling us how to do it. And I'm telling you, before, you know, when, you know, for I'm an African-American woman, I can guess that there were slaves figuring out ways to save whatever currency was to them. They figured out little ways to save, and it gave them a sense of peace, and it gave them a sense of tranquility. We can all do that, right? Find some way to save. You know, I remember I knew a couple. This is when I was in my 20s, and they were going to Europe, and they had bought their ticket, and they weren't particularly high earners. I think they were, you know, they worked at a coffee shop or something. They weren't in school anymore. They're friends of friends. And they just saved all of their change, and that so that they could buy souvenirs and stuff while they were traveling. And it worked. It made them feel good about themselves. So just do what works for you. That's what I can say. Like, listen to the gurus. If something jumps out at you, feels right to you, seems of interest, you're sensing it, you hear it multiple times. Those are all cues that it could be intuitive guidance, and just follow it. Just follow it, but no guilt, no shame. And you do not know how it all will work. Just start saving, right? Just, you don't need to know how it's all going to work. And even if you can't save right now, you can start appreciating, right? We can appreciate things in the future and draw them to us, manifest it faster. Just start appreciating your growing savings account. I'm so appreciative for my growing savings account. I'm so appreciative for that number. I'm so appreciative that I have a savings open. I remember, you know, I plotted out this glorious plan at the beginning of the year of all the ways I was going to save money and divide everything up. And it just felt clunky, right? Because it was all heady and intellectual and listening to gurus. And then when I just did what feels right, it all started to work really beautifully. And so just affirm that I'm so happy and grateful for my plentiful savings. Like, just start, I am so happy and grateful, even before you have the money, right? And the gurus will recommend setting a goal that there's some research out there that it's people are more likely to save if they set it's for a specific goal, like, oh, I'm saving to go to Dave Matthews, or I'm saving for this. I'm not doing that. My goal is I just like having money around, you know? So, but if that works for you, try it. So that's why I did want to include it in the notes here. They also recommended setting automated savings up. I don't like that. I like the transferring of it and seeing it grow and like dividing all out, but that just plays with, you know, something within me that's fun. I find that engaging. You get to do it your own way. So you can listen to the gurus, and if automating feels really good, and what I mean by automating is if you get a direct deposit on a certain day, you have it already set up that X number of dollars goes into your savings. If that works for you, do that. If it doesn't work for you, don't do that. Do what feels right. Like I said, I do it manually. It's really fun to me. Do what feels good, right? Do what feels good. Do what makes you feel on top of it. Do what makes you feel more confident. And I can't stress enough, follow your intuition. Because your intuition is going to guide you to what is best for you and the easiest way to do it and the most fun way to do it. and the most rewarding way to do it. Savings creates freedom, which is a high vibrational state. When you feel free, you put yourself in an energetic state where you can manifest rapidly. When you're feeling free, you manifest rapidly. So savings definitely allows you that freedom. And it also gives you your power back. It takes you out of empowerment and makes you feel empowered, even if it's just $20, right? There were years where I just had, you know, dollars in my wallet, and that was like my savings, right? And because I knew, okay, I have money, right? I wanted to feel the feeling of having money, and I knew it was available to me. You get to do it the way you want and start. You can start small if you already save, but you're not loving your savings, and you're feeling guilty about it, or you feel like you're pulling the money out. Know that that is all a sign, and just stop, journal on it, ask yourself, what do I not like about this fucking process? And how can I make it easier, right? And you may need to reframe some beliefs around responsible and being a good person because you save. Like, all of that's just, I mean, all of that's just garbage if it doesn't serve you well, right? I know from my own experience and what I teach on this program and what I teach to clients is confidence is magnetic, whether you want a job, whether you want a man, whether you want a new place to live, whether you want more money. Confidence, the energy of confidence, makes me, Amy, magnetic, right? And I share that with you guys because it's so impactful, right? For you, confidence might come in a different form. Just do what you know feels right and feels light and feels joyful and feels in alignment with what you believe about the world, what you believe about the world. Because here's the thing, if you're being authentic, if you're being true to yourself, spirit's going to jump in and support you every step of the way. Why? Because you're being the person spirit wants you to be. Your authenticity is powerful. So the same approach when it comes to saving. I think we have to unlearn some of the, you know, I know the women that listen to this program have read like a gazillion financial books and listened to some financial blogs or watch some videos or have a deep desire to have a healthy relationship with money. And it's often coming from this place of feeling like you're not good enough. Decide you're good enough and then build your savings plan from there. You are good enough. You are worthy and deserving, no matter what you do with money. But I would encourage you to save. And then here's my own experience with saving. I get to spend more, and it's soulful. Like, I get everything I want, right? Now, before when I wasn't saving, I felt like I couldn't have anything, right, that was meaningful. And so I really would encourage you, you don't have to deprive yourself. And you may know somebody that saves like that where they're like, I don't get this and I don't do this. But honestly, if you look closely, they probably do. The most frugal people I know, they are very clear on what brings them joy, what brings them happiness, and that is what they devote their money to, and they save on everything else, right? Pay attention to, like, really frugal people. You'll find that they, whatever their interest is, whatever they're passionate about, they can always come up with the money for that. But everything else, if it's not in alignment with their truth, they don't do it, right? And you can look at them and say, oh, they're so cheap. They're not. They're just very clear and intentional about their relationship with money and the role money plays in their life, because money is a tool, a neutral resource. We put all the energy on money, right? So stop putting energy on money that doesn't serve you well. Put energy behind things that matter to you. It's okay if you're into, you know, all the things you're into. You know, but I have hobbies that are, you know, that really matter to me, and that's where I spend my money, and I always have the money for it because that's what matters. And so if there's something else that doesn't matter to me, I'm not going to do it. And I'm also of the age where I'm very clear about who I am, and I'm not comparing myself to other people. And I know that if there's something I really want to do, I'm going to figure out a way to do it. But if it's, you know, like, but when we could travel, everybody talking about travel, 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 it's not my favorite thing to do. I'll travel and go see a concert, right? That's hella fun. But in terms of just jet-setting around the world, I have no interest in that. But I appreciate that people are passionate about it. And those people invest money and energy into creating those experiences. And you can do the same thing no matter what it is, right? I have things I'm really into. I'm into certain types of candles, and I love toys, and I love what else am I really into? Concerts. I've said that. I have some other hobbies where I like very specific equipment and the highest quality equipment for it. I love cooking. I like having all the tools I need to cook. I like TV and entertainment. That's where I put my money, right? And so then if I'm very clear on who I am, this is very similar to I Will Teach You to Be Rich, Ramit, and I can never pronounce his last name. I could if I could see it in my mind. I can't see it in my mind right now. You just focus on the things that matter to you and cut back on all the things that don't. So that saving has made spending more soulful for me. I don't feel deprived. I don't feel like I have to skimp. But instead, I am far more mindful about where all my money goes, like to the penny. I always was, but it was mindful from a place of insecurity. And now it's joy, true, complete, and total joy. And if I am feeling anxious about it, I know that that's a psychic sign. And I sit with that and I say, okay, what's going on here? What can I not see? What am I unwilling to see? What's going on? Is there a story I'm telling myself? What do I need to release and let go of? Saving gives you the luxury to take more risk. It gives you the luxury to take more risk. So if you did want to invest in a business idea, if you did want to quit a job that's draining you to pursue more soulful work, you can because you have savings to do so. And savings, I truly believe it reshapes your mind so you can see more clearly. You can see the benefits of a risk. You can see the limitations of a risk. And then that opens you up to more opportunities, right? So really, on the spiritual side, I think saving money, keeping money around, creates clarity. Here are some affirmations for saving money. You can create your own, but here are a few that you can use. You can listen to this podcast again. You can write some of these down, record them in your own voice, pick one and just repeat it to yourself. All we're trying to do is create a vibration within you where savings is cool and fun and easy. Affirmations for saving money. Saving money is fun and easy. I let go of all control and all struggle and all guilt and all fear and just save the money. Saving money is my natural way of being. I give myself permission to save money. Having money makes me feel sexy. Saving money means safety and security in my world. I'm good at saving money. I am devoted to saving money out of every payment I receive. Saving money is a priority in my life. The more money I save, the more confident I become. I spend with ease because I have already saved a percentage of my income. My savings is constantly growing. I say yes to saving money. There is always more and more money available to me. There is always more and more money available to me. I allow myself to save. And I want to say one more thing I will say as a practical tip about saving. Save it off the top. If you're waiting like, oh, I'll pay all my expenses, oh, I'll do everything I need to do, and then I'll save the rest. I find that that's just not, that doesn't work for me, right? And this show is for somebody who knows that saving is right, but you're not doing it. So I would say just save off the top. it makes everything so much easier and so much more fluid, and it's done, right? You know, and, you know, some of the more patriarchal advice is pay yourself first, which I never understood what that meant. But basically it's saying take out your paycheck and put it in the savings. It just never resonated with me, that slogan. But essentially, I guess that's what I do. I just call it saving. I save a percentage of all the money I make as soon as I get it. So I hope this has been helpful to you. I think money is amazing. I think it's such a gift to have it around. I think having a healthy, loving relationship with money is a joy, and it makes life so much easier. And it's not about what you do. It's about what you allow yourself to have. And savings can be a component of having more money. And I think it's good for us to do it. And it gives you peace of mind when, you know, crazy shit happens in the world. Good, right? And even just a little bit will make you feel all good, right? So you are enough. You are worthy. You are deserving. You get to feel freedom. You get to feel joy. You get to feel safety and security. You don't have to be a victim to circumstance. You can be empowered no matter what's going on in the world. And here's the thing. It's not all you. I think that's probably why I'm so down on like gurus around money and saving. It's because they make it seem like these practices, if you don't do them, your life is shit. No, that's not how it works. God's on your side and grace is on your side, and God's going to fill in the gaps for you. But you have to do your part. So trust your intuition, because that's how you do your part. So I'm Amy of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. It's nice to be back with you. If you're looking for a coach, I would love to support you. My Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Program is designed to help you transform your life. And what better time to do it than now? You need to stay home anyway, right? Why not become the woman you've always wanted to be? Feel confident, feel joy, feel radiant. Do what most resonates with you. Become the woman you've always wanted to be, whether it is weight loss or starting a business or increasing your earnings. You can do that. Finding love. Why not? Why not? I can help you manifest whatever you desire. I can teach you to really trust your intuition. I can help you go on a spiritual journey like no other, and it will be transformative. The Massive Result Intuitive Coaching Program can be found on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Click Work With Me. There'll be a drop-down, Massive Result. I'd love to talk to you about it. Until next time, thank you for listening to this program. I look forward to connecting with you again. Take care.